in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Last year, I was diagnosed with a very rare autoimmune disease called IAD. It's part of the Addison's family, and there is no cure for it, so it's steroids for life. And to imagine and picture myself living with that kind of illness was very depressing. So I decided to focus on something else, and what I'm good at is helping people. So I had few people actually encourage me and motivate me to open up my own NPO. And with the help of others, I can make a better difference in the community and impact more people.
And one of those ways that you're doing so is through a project called Project Greenhouse. Tell me more about this.
Project Greenhouse actually came about when I was doing the caregiving course, and we had to send a few of the students for practicals at Cheshire Homes. So I was always accompanying the students. And on one occasion, I noticed that the homes was in very bad state, and they were in dire need of funds, and they haven't been getting funds. So I took on that project, and I dedicated myself and my organization, the team. We dedicated our time and our effort to create an opportunity for change and to open doors and windows for sponsors in that place. When we created Project Greenhouse, that was our motive, that it will generate an income for the homes. And at the same time, it will also make the community aware that they can also purchase vegetation from the homes.
What are some of the other projects that you and your team are working on or plan to work on?
We did have the caregiving course, which was free. We actually upskilled 10 underprivileged people from the community, and they do have certificates of completion where they can now get a job, and most of them have already begun working as caregivers. Our next project I plan to do is free computer courses for the public, mostly for people who cannot afford it.
How can one associate themselves with you and with WAND in going out and helping people from marginalized communities? And also, how can then people also assist in volunteering for some of these projects?
Most of the people in the community often call me and volunteer the services. At the moment, I have quite a number of women helping me. There's so many ways people can actually help. They can support, show us their support.
And through your personal experience, how can you encourage people to help and support these initiatives?
It puts a smile on my face. It makes me feel good knowing that I created an opportunity for change in their lives, something that we wish upon our own lives sometimes. I want to make sure that I'm making a small difference in somebody's life. And it's not just me, it's my team. And I am nothing without my team. See, when I look at myself, I always tell my friends and my family, I don't feel sorry for myself, that's one thing. I have a dreaded illness, a dreaded disease, but it doesn't stop me from doing what I have to. So it shouldn't be an excuse what you're going through. We should be there to help and uplift our community instead of just complaining and complaining and complaining.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.